Dana Leonard, I'm 17 and I play defense.
I'm Kelly Leonard, I'm also 17 and I play center.
I'm Kira Davidson, and I'm also 17, and I play right wing.
It's been a pretty nice run for you girls, being able to play together for so many years here. So, Dana, just, you know, what does it mean to be able to cap off your careers here this season, you know, with this group of, you know, obviously best friends and fellow teammates?
Yeah, it means a lot. The rink growing up was all of our, like, second home. So to end provincials and just our hockey careers in Olds is pretty special for all of us.
And Kelly, when you look at the kind of accomplishments that you've had so far, you know, what are some of your best memories and or best moments over these last few years?
I think probably when we were first year Bantams and when we won gold, and then we also won our league that year too. When we were also a first year midget, we did pretty well as well. We got first in our league and then we got silver in Midget A Provincials.
And then, Kira, you know, what has it meant to you to be able to play, you know, as part of this group? And, you know, what have you learned from maybe some of these other players?
We've basically grown up together since we were little girls and, well, become a family together. And it's been awesome. And ending it with them has been the best experience ever.
So you have some familiar opponents that you'll take on in this provincial tournament, Dana. So, you know, obviously you start off with the Calgary team. You know, what do you know about that particular team?
They're a tough team. They have some big goal scorers on that team, and they're very disciplined. Every game, it's been a battle. It's just been back and forth between us all year, and we're actually playing them in the league final, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah, so that's the first game in the tournament. That obviously set the tone. Kira, there's a bunch of those other teams from your league. Maybe just explain, you know, some of the things that you're expecting from them.
Well, we've got Red Deer, Okotoks, and Brooks all in that are coming from our league, and our league is pretty tight in skill, so any game is predictable and anybody can take the lead.
Right on. All right, Kelly, we'll go back to you for, you know, just the future here. To already know, you know, where you girls are going to go to school next year. You know, how nice is that to already have a ticket to SATE lined up for next season?
Yeah, before I was kind of panicking. I think me and Dana both were, because we didn't really know what we were going to do for college or hockey, and we definitely knew that we wanted to play college hockey. So when we kind of got that opportunity to skate with SATE, we were very excited and nervous, so we just kind of took that opportunity. And then we didn't really know what the outcome would be. But then after, he was really, like, pleased with us. And then he just offered us spots, and we were really excited. So we're very happy now that we are going somewhere. So.
And Dana, for you, you know, how come SATE wound up being a choice that you wanted to make for your college career?
Well, SATE was my first choice. And getting to play hockey there just tops it off. I'm going to the course there. I said, not knowing, like, what I was going to do with hockey, I said, hockey comes second. Obviously, I want to go to SATE, and if hockey doesn't work out there, I'm still going to go to SATE because it has the program I wanted. So to be able to go there and get to play on the hockey team is even better.
And Kira, for yourself and, you know, some of the other girls on the team, are there others of you that, you know, have aspirations to go to college and or have already got things lined up for next year as well?
For sure, schooling is next year, big priority, but hockey is kind of a option that I'm still looking into, and who knows what the future brings.
Okay, right on. And then the last one for all of you, just when you look at this tournament and the chance to try and win this here in front of your friends and family, you know, how excited are you for this, Dana?
Oh, really excited. I'm excited for the home opener. We're trying to get everyone to come and support us. And, yeah, it'd be really exciting, especially if we make it to Sunday, to have everyone come watch and cheer us on and just to kind of end our careers with our family and friends watching. Would be really special for all of us.
And Kelly, same question for you. You know, what are you looking forward to most here this weekend?
I'm just, like, really happy that we get to play at home, because we're definitely more comfortable here, and the atmosphere is going to be really good, I think, and just really excited to play in front of our town.
Right on. And Kira, for you, you know, this weekend, is there, you know, anyone in particular that you'll be playing for out there when you try and win this tournament?
My teammates. I think everybody needs to step it up this weekend and show what they can bring, and we all need to be there for each other and not get down and just take it home.